To say this season of the podcast has been interesting, well, it's probably an understatement to all things interesting. This has actually been a couple seasons in one. I had a regularly scheduled season, got about halfway through that, shifted when COVID-19 started to take root, shifted again, and now I'm getting ready to wrap up this season to go on a bit of a hiatus break before coming back with season four. And so I want to tell you all about what the show will be, how things have evolved, and what's next after a quick word from our sponsor. 21st Century HR is a podcast exploring how to build better businesses through modern people practices and approaches. It's brought to you by my firm, Amplify. Amplify provides HR executive search and strategic consulting services that help companies build better organizations. From employer brand development and execution to global talent strategies, Amplify develops custom solutions that help clients from Hootsuite to SpaceX optimize their recruiting capabilities. Amplify also hosts a new community for HR leaders called the Ecosystem. The Ecosystem was designed to bring modern HR leaders around the world together to share ideas, inspiration, and support. Learn more at amplifytalent.com. So like a lot of people, this is really one of those years where I had certain expectations and aspirations for how things would go, and those got flipped upside down a little bit. And in the grand scheme of things, shifting a podcast schedule is not a big deal, and it's not. But I wanted to walk you through a bit of that evolution and really give you a window into what's next. But before I do, I wanted to talk a little bit about what's now. You know, I think we're all experiencing something different on our own terms, obviously. For those of us that have the privilege to be able to work from home, we're working remotely, we're spending a lot more time with our families, and we're experiencing work in a different way. And I think fundamentally work will be changed through this. And I don't claim to have those answers. I don't, and neither do you, and neither does anybody who is making projections. We have ideas, we have thoughts, and but in terms of exactly what things will look like and when we'll get there, you know, we're all just doing our most educated and best guesses at this point. So I feel incredibly fortunate that I'm been sheltering in place for a while now with my wife and two kids. We're healthy, we're safe, we have what we need. We've got a great support system around us, so we're feeling very very fortunate and very privileged to be able to be in that situation in a time where a lot of people don't have that luxury, and they have much more difficult circumstances. So I think everybody obviously is going through their own struggles with this. I certainly won't complain about our setup, because I think we are in a great position, and I feel very fortunate for that. For the podcast itself, you know, so really when this, I was about halfway through season two when this hit, and I quickly realized the regular programming was just out of touch with the reality of most HR and business leaders facing right now. You know, everybody was trying to figure out how to move their companies to remote or seemingly overnight for those that had the ability to do that. They're figuring out, you know, canceling travel plans, then getting into layoffs and new styles of communication and just all the things that have come with these circumstances. So probably in March, I suspended the regular programming for the podcast and shifted to a coronavirus special coverage, really where I interviewed HR executives from companies like Nextdoor and Sneak and Delivery Hero to talk a bit more about specifically how they were guiding their companies through these circumstances. I wanted to, you know, kind of get under the hood on exactly how they were managing that, particularly because I think a lot of HR leaders were experiencing that for the first time. And they had questions, and hopefully they had support networks around them and peer networks they could leverage, but not everybody did. And so I wanted to kind of spotlight how some HR executives and leaders were really thinking about this and how they were responding. Then we switched to a new phase of the pandemic where, you know, a lot of companies had already made that initial shift and that initial transition. And so that story became a little less compelling. And I'd always wanted to dabble with, video and doing a live streaming show. And so, Season two then became season three, and season three was a limited run 21st Century HR live video broadcast. And, you know, I had a lot of fun with that. I've always been intrigued by video. I think it's a really interesting platform. Obviously, a lot of people are sitting in front of their computers all day that are in those types of roles. And so I thought it would be an interesting way to have a more interactive show, more engaging show in terms of allowing listeners to join the conversation and ask questions. Very much, you know, a looser and lighter and more unstructured format than the typical podcast. And, you know, truth is I had a lot of fun with it, but it was a tremendous amount of work. And, you know, I think when I had the idea for it, I thought it would be something that would, you know, would resonate and would either, you know, build audience quickly and would be worth the time investment, or it wouldn't. And to be honest with you, the engagement was pretty light. You know, I have no problem looking back on that and saying it was a good learning experience, but I don't think it took off the way that I thought that it might. So, you know, in hindsight, it was me catching up with friends in front of a, you know, very small live audience for a couple of weeks. And that was okay. That was fun for me to do. In a weird way, it allowed me to maintain connections with some of my friends and catch up with, you know, people that I don't normally have, you know, regular phone conversations with, and some, of course, that I do. So, but I had a lot of fun with that, but quickly realized that the level of effort required to do that successfully and truly build audience was going to take energy, effort, and time that I was not in a position to invest. And frankly, my approach to all things is I'm a rapid to experiment and try something new, and also ready to move on if it doesn't work out. And I think looking back, you know, I overestimated the ability for something like that to take off, and it didn't, and that's okay. So it was a good learning experience. I had fun doing it, but it was time to shut that down. And so I had always planned at the end of season two to take a 6 to 8 week hiatus before coming back with season three. And I've already been recording some episodes actually for season two that were suspended that haven't run yet. And I've already recorded some episodes for what was then season three, which will now be season four, that will be coming back in Q3. And so I'm going to be taking a hiatus. As most of you know, I'm currently writing a book on modern HR. And so I'm going to be taking some time to really focus on, you know, locking myself away and getting that manuscript done. And so I know through that I'll be identifying some more stories to bring on this show, but I'm gonna be basically taking the next 2 months off to focus on that, and then I will be back with season four in Q3, so coming back to you on July. So I wanna take this time to just thank all of you for listening, for subscribing, for giving me feedback on episodes, through engaging with me on social, LinkedIn, Twitter, through recommending, you know, stories and ideas and guests. I appreciate it all. This has always been a show that I wanted to build with you and not just be something that, you know, was based on ideas that I had that I thought people would want. I really wanted to build a community around the show that could help steer the direction of it. And so I want to just, you know, just take a moment before I wrap up the season just to thank all of you for listening, for contributing, you know, those of you who have been on the show, I'm incredibly grateful for your time and your wisdom. I think I've learned a lot through that. I think listeners have as well. And I just want to wish everybody the best. I will continue to be around, and you know where to find me online. In the meantime, I won't be taking a hiatus from digital and social life. I will be around, but I will be taking a break from the podcast so that I can focus on getting the manuscript for the book done. And then we'll be back to tell you all about that, hopefully after submitting the final version of the manuscript at the beginning of July, and then returning for the podcast season four in July. So with that, I want to thank you. I'm grateful for all of your listens and engagement and comments and interactions. And I just want to wish you all the very best, whatever your personal circumstances are, during this time. It is a difficult time. I want to acknowledge that. And I want to wish you all the very best with your families, your personal circumstances. And there will be another side to this. You know, when that is, we don't know. And I don't want to be I always feel weird. I'm an eternal optimist, and so I'm always going to find the good in things. And, you know, I don't want to discount the real struggles that a lot of you are facing in saying, you know, things will get better. I don't, you know, I'm not going to say that. There will be another side to this. When we're there, things will be different. Hopefully things will also be better as they're different. I firmly believe that, but I don't want to diminish any of the struggles that any of you are facing in the meantime. So I just want to let you know I'm sending you some love and hoping that that you will make it on the other side of this in a much better place than you began it, and that you've obviously been in it while we've all been working through these circumstances. But I just want to let you know that I appreciate you and I'm thinking about you, and I look forward to getting back with more episodes in July. So until then, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we will see you in July. Thanks for listening to this episode of 21st Century HR. If you want to hear more episodes like this or read stories from the 21st Century HR Fast Company series, go to 21stcenturyhr.com. And if you want to make your podcast just a little more awesome, be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, or whatever podcast platform your ears desire. You'll find all the subscribe links on the website. And if you enjoy the podcast, do me a favor and share it with your peers, your network, your boss, and your CEO. Help me get the podcast into the ears of anyone who wants to know what HR and recruiting looks like when done really well. They'll thank you for it, and so will I. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next episode.